When Muhammad was about to reassign the most prestigious function of the Haram, that of providing water to the pilgrims, to the notable who had just given him the keys of the Kaaba, Muhammad asked him, "You can surely see, now that this key is in my hand, that I can assign it to whomever I want." The notable, thinking that the office would now go to one of the Muslims, cried in anguish, "Then the glory and might of Quraysh is gone." Muhammad promptly replied, as he handed back the key, "To the contrary, today it is entrenched and glorious." Muhammad's work was almost done. After his return home, the opposition in Ibn Ubay's camp continued. There was yet another plot to assassinate Muhammad, who tried to woo his enemies by dispatching more lucrative expeditions to the north. In October 631, he became aware that a mosque in Medina had become a centre of disaffection, so he was forced to destroy it. The following morning, he held an inquiry into the conduct of the people who had been plotting against him. They hastily apologised. Most offered plausible excuses and were pardoned, though three were formally shunned by the Ummah for nearly 2 months. This seems to have finished the Muslim opposition. Not long after this capitulation, Ibn Ubay died, and Muhammad stood beside the grave of his old adversary as a mark of respect. He had finally managed to create a viable united society in Medina, and more of the Bedouin were prepared to accept his political supremacy, even though they were not committed to his religious vision. In 10 short years since the Hijra, Muhammad had irrevocably changed the political and spiritual landscape of Arabia. However, he was visibly failing, and by the beginning of 632, increasingly conscious that he was approaching the end of his life. He was immensely distressed when his baby son Ibrahim died, and he wept bitterly, though he was certain that he would soon be with him in paradise. But when the traditional month for the Hajj approached, he announced that he would lead the pilgrimage and set out at the end of February with all his wives and a huge crowd of pilgrims, arriving outside Mecca in early March. He led the Muslims through the rituals that were so dear to the hearts of the Arabs, giving them a new significance. Instead of being reunited with their tribal deities, the Muslims were to gather round the house, the Kaaba, built by their ancestors, Abraham and Ishmael. When they ran 7 times between Safa and Marwa, Muhammad instructed the pilgrims to remember the distress of Hagar, Ishmael's mother, when, after Abraham had abandoned them in the wilderness, she had run frantically to and fro in search of water for her baby. God had saved them by causing the spring of Zamzam to well up from the depths of the earth. Next, the pilgrims recalled their unity with the rest of humanity when they made a standing vigil on the slopes of Mount Arafat, where, it was said, God had made a covenant with Adam, the father of the entire human race. At Mina, they threw stones at the three pillars as a reminder of the constant struggle, the jihad with temptation, that a godly life required. Finally, they sacrificed a sheep, in memory of the sheep Abraham sacrificed after he had offered his own son to God.